The Federal Emergency Management Agency was widely criticized for its bungled response after Hurricane Katrina. Now FEMA has a chance to at least partly redeem itself in Southern California, where wildfires last month caused enormous damage. Allison St. John of member station KPBS reports.
Even before the flames were out in San Diego County, FEMA public information officers were everywhere, handing out cards with the agency's 800 number and encouraging victims to call. FEMA Director David Paulison touted their early accomplishments at a press conference.
We have registered over 10,000 families with FEMA. We have authorized over 4,000 house inspections. And we have authorized over $2.3 million already to private individuals to get back from their feet. But that's just a start. We've learned a lot of lessons since Katrina, and I don't want to make the same mistakes again.
Now, 1 month on, FEMA says the agency has granted $11 million to uninsured victims for housing assistance and rebuilding. One of those is Donna Lawson, a mother who lost everything in a fire that burned more than 100 homes on Indian reservations in San Diego's backcountry. Lawson is now staying in a casino hotel on the Rincon Reservation, where she was offered a room by tribal relatives. She says FEMA gave her its maximum disaster aid, just over $28,000, to rebuild.
I called them right away. And then it took them approximately close to a week, though, to go up and inspect our house to see how devastated it was. It's down to nothing but just powder. There's nothing there. We had a big workshop with a bedroom on it, and it was all burnt up, and the chicken coop burnt up. My poor chickens all burnt up, but three.
Lawson says her family is still waiting for a FEMA trailer to put on their lot while they rebuild their house. But FEMA trailers used in Mississippi have been discovered to contain toxic levels of formaldehyde. More than 100 trailers for Southern California wildfire victims are now waiting to be tested at March Air Force Base in Riverside.
So they have them sitting there with red tags. FEMA says we're not going to test them. Said the tribes are going to have to test them. Hey, I'll pay for my own testing. Let's get them on the property.
So far, Lawson is one of about 2,000 people who've been approved for FEMA aid out of more than 17,000 victims who've applied. Many have been told they must apply to the Small Business Administration for a loan first, or wait until their private insurance runs out. Still, San Diego Emergency Operations Director Ron Lane says he's impressed by how fast FEMA began the recovery process.
They had as many as 300 inspectors in Southern California making sure that they got out to those homes as quickly as possible, and the average turnaround time was less than 2 days.
FEMA officials say their job was made easier by a rapid local government response. FEMA's Jean Romano staffs a county one-stop shop assistance center for San Diego fire victims.
These particular local assistance centers provide far greater services than any other location that I've seen in my 13 years career with FEMA. They staff them excellently. They get them up and running. They're trying to make them very well organized.
In a sense, FEMA did have it easier in Southern California. The region is relatively affluent and did not suffer anywhere near the level of devastation in infrastructure and basic services that occurred along the Gulf Coast after the hurricane. And for people like Donna Lawson, who couldn't have recovered from the loss of her home on her own, FEMA did come through.
I have to say, they've been here for me. They've been here.
Lawson says her FEMA reconstruction money is already in the bank and she can't wait to start rebuilding. For NPR News, I'm Allison St. John in San Diego.